And the Linux kernel is not just a static project either. And I think this slide shows you that there are lots of people working on the Linux kernel. So there's 4,300 contributors from 450 organizations. So for those who are picturing a couple of kids in a garage writing open source software, realize that the Linux kernel is actually written and maintained and extended by companies and their employees. These kernel developers are among the most valuable programmers on Earth. They change companies often because they move from one project to another as different things become interesting. The companies that hire them and support them in their work on the kernel are very glad to have them and very glad to have them working. But these are not amateurs. These are the most sophisticated programmers. And you look at that, 8.5 changes per hour, 2,500 lines of code removed daily, and 2,000 lines that are modified. This is an enormously complex project of thousands and thousands of lines of code, millions of lines of code, that is actively maintained by people all around the globe every day. And just stop for a minute and think about how complex that is, that you have people all around the globe 24 hours a year, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, touching this code base and writing it and maintaining it. And all of that is coordinated to make an operating system that is among the most complex pieces of software out there. It really is just astounding. Next slide, please. So what we've learned is that if you just put an open source project out there, and many companies have learned this, and you just put software out there under an open source license, that is not the way to success. These projects succeed because there's a whole ecosystem of a project governance, of a way to support the code, of a way to contribute back to the code. There's a community development aspect that is all put together around this code base that makes it successful. So it's not the license, it's this entire model that makes this software so unbelievably powerful. And it's a developer community. It's not, you know, it's not the lawyers. The lawyers are not the ones that make it successful. It's not the executives that might write checks. It's the developers that make this project, these projects so successful. And these are among the projects that that software developers are most excited about working on, is these very complex, large community projects that they earn the esteem of their peers as they work on them. Can we go to the next slide, please? So these are the open source fundamentals. In the next few slides, I have a lot of words because I decided, you know, in these virtual environments, I should take the real message that I want to give to you and give it to you in prose. You know, it's not bullet points on a slide, but give it to you in prose. So I want to say the fundamentals that we've learned from these projects that make them so successful are at least four. But one is the use of an open source license with broad adoption. One is that there's a neutrality that's absolutely essential in the way the project is established and maintained. There's an open governance model that is completely transparent and well established, and it's based on duocracy. So it's not exactly meritocracy. It's really that you have to be the one who does the work in order to get the cred. So let's go through them one at a time. Next slide, please. So the use of an open source license. It is extremely important to use an open source license for one of these projects. And the reason is that everybody trusts them. And you as a sophisticated intellectual property lawyer may read some of these licenses and wonder why that's the case. But in part, it's because people have come to trust that there aren't any gotchas in the license, that they understand exactly what the obligations are. And therefore, instead of coming together and spending months negotiating a license agreement for the outbound license of the project. So here's the agreement that will govern the code that is made available by this project, and we're all going to negotiate it. That's done instantaneously. I mean, there's pretty rapid agreement on one of a very few of the open source licenses that's selected for the project. I mean, in general, it's going to be Apache. If it isn't Apache, it's going to be like MIT. And if it is MIT, maybe it'll be a version of the GPL because of a specific need of that particular project. But there's not a lot of discussion about what the license is. It's pretty quickly a consensus around what the right license for this project is. And so immediately you go towards the most important parts of the project, which are, you know, its intended functionality, its support structure, et cetera. So it's very important that you're using an open source license because of that instant set of trust. Let's go to the next slide.